Would you pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, you give us life. You give us eternal life. We are created in your image, everlasting to everlasting. But we know that our time here on earth is short, but we have the promise of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, be with us. May your Holy Spirit just surround us today. In this church that Lanny built, in many ways, he built it with his love, with his bulldozers, with his trucks, his tractors, and most of all, with his love for people. We thank you, Lord, for this life that has been lived in our presence. Truly, this man was a Christian. He gave so much of himself, and his family carries on that legacy. So, Lord, help us in these moments to do honor to his name and to your name. We pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, yet shall they live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I hold the keys of hell and death. Because I live, you shall live also. Friends, we have gathered together here today to praise God and to witness to our faith as we celebrate the life of Lanny Mostoller. I know he had another name, but that's all I knew him by. We come together in our grief, acknowledging, yes, this hurts. It is a human loss. But may God grant us grace that in our pain we might find comfort. In our sorrow we will surely find hope. And just as Lanny has already experienced, Lord, in our death, because we are in Christ, we also will experience our own resurrection. We thank you for these wonderful promises of God. And all God's people say. Our first hymn, if you have a bulletin or a program, is Church in the Wildwood. The words are printed on the right side of the bulletin. We invite you to sing with us this morning.
There's a church in the valley by the wildwood, no lovelier spot the dell. No place is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the bell. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wildwood. Would all come to the church in the bell. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the bell. Oh, come to the church in the wild. Where the parting hymn will be chanted, we will weep by. by the side of the tomb. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wild. Oh, come to the church in the veil. No. Little brown church in the bay, how sweet on a clear Sabbath morning to lift to the clear ringing bell. It tolls out so sweetly a call. Come to the church in the bay. Oh, come. Church in the wild. Oh, come to the church in the bell. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church. From the church in the valley by the wildwood, when day fades away, I would fain from the spot of my childhood wing my way to the mansions of light. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wild. Oh, come to the church in the valley.
Jacob Lance Mosteller, also known as Lanny, Dad, Poppy, Big Jake, Hun, Uncle, and Brother. On November 28, 2023, Jacob L. Mosteller, Lanny, entered the arms of God, our Savior. His wife, children, grandchildren, and cousins were with him. Lanny was a very outgoing person that was very open-hearted. Lanny grew up on a farm in Granger, Ohio. He graduated from Highland High School in the fun class of 59. He worked for Roland Lang and Leland Elber before starting his own business, Mosteller Excavating and Trucking, where he worked all over Medina County for Ryan Homes and Medina Supply. Lanny included his nephews, brother, children, and friends into his business, work, and labors of excavating and trucking. Lanny's youthful life of farm was ingrained in his being and was fulfilled when he purchased the farm in Sharon Township, Ohio. The farm continued his endeavors of teaching, learning, sharing, giving, plowing, harvesting, hay rights, family reunions, picnics, running, playing, and just living the country life. Lanny was honored to be a member of the Medina County Antique Power Club and the Ohio Two-Cylinder Club. He felt a commitment to preserving tractors, land, and farming for all generations to learn and appreciate. Lanny had a love for his church, Mount Zwingli UCC, where he wore many hats, including auction chair, deacon, elder, head of the cemetery committee, gravedigger, the big bell ringer, the litter and liturgist, to name a few. He felt God's guidance and purpose every day of his life. Lanny's greatest joys was his children and grandchildren. The kids were his true treasure, and he never hesitated. To tell anyone about them, they are the best of my life, he would say. Lanny was preceded in death by his father, Jacob B., and mother, Margaret A. Mosteller, brother, Jerry A. Mosteller, father-in-law, Kenneth L. Dustin, mother-in-law, Marjorie Dustin Boys, stepfather-in-law, Richard W. Boyce. Lanny is survived by his wife of 53 years, Patricia Mostaller, sons Andrew and Tara Mostaller, Ted Mostaller, Timothy and Alicia Mostaller, daughter Susan and Larry Hockenberry, his beloved grandchildren, Dustin, Johnny, Ben, Ethan, Katie, Ryan, Anna, Gracie, Danny, Bella, Jocelyn, Mikey, and Robbie Mostaller, Huck, Autumn, Austin, and Cody Hockenberry, great-grandchildren Paisley and Jackson Hockenberry, his sister Patricia and David Gengel, brother David and Roseanne Mostaller, brother-in-law Perry and Nancy Dustin, brother-in-law Tom Dustin, sister-in-law Kathy Prokrat.
All right. Bear with me. Mom wrote a lot of stuff here, but I probably won't be able to read it because Can you hear me now? No, I'll be good. Everybody knew my dad to be pretty tolerant. And last night we got to spend a lot of time with people who remember him like that. He never turned anybody away. And that's one of the big things I want everybody here to take with. We only have one go-round at this. And it's the love that you so reap. And that's what he liked to do. He grew up on a farm. You sow the seed, you work the field, and you harvest the crop. And I remember how hard he worked to build his company and how much he lit up when he was able to turn that into going back to farming and doing what he loved so much. I mean, some of my earliest memories are being drug over to George Lytle's farm with my dad and Uncle Jerry and this little kid and just doing stuff. And Dad, I mean, I don't know how he found time to do all of that, but he did. He was always willing to step up and help. And, I mean, when it came time to go from that little church down there to this church up here, he stepped up again. He was so excited to build this and be part of it. And the way he talked about this place and how much pride he had here at Mount Zwingli, and how much pride he had in teaching so many people how to make a living. I mean, he taught me everything I know. I was a little kid. I was going to work with my dad and my cousin Jeff and Dave and Uncle Jerry. Dude, I mean, I can't imagine a better childhood for somebody. You know, my kids, you know, love tractors. I got to be knee deep in it every day when I was a kid, and I learned so much. I wouldn't have traded anything. You know, and just how much he cared about everybody, how much he was willing to teach, and how, like I said, tolerant he was. I mean, I messed up so much stuff. I would. I don't know how I survived it. If he'd been a smaller man, he'd have killed me. But, you know, I was, in thinking of things that, how tolerant my dad was, there was a few things that he would not tolerate. He would not tolerate a shabby lawn. He wanted his place to look good all the time. He liked a clean car. He liked a clean vehicle. He liked clean equipment. He liked stuff that looked good but did its duty. He did not put things on a shelf very much. He used them. And he enjoyed them. He enjoyed using the tractor that he put so much work into. And using the barn that he was fixing up. And he enjoyed using the land. You know, I have friends that now live in these houses that are in fields that he farmed. We farmed. That we grew up on and remember. And I want everybody to take that away of how much there is around us to appreciate. And that would have been one thing he would have wanted everybody to remember is, you know, the love of the people around you. We've been racking our brain trying to figure out if there's anybody anywhere around that he didn't like genuinely. He didn't have a grudge or a bad word to say about anybody that I can remember. And that was just how he was. And that's how my buddies remember him. You know, how many people, you know, are comfortable hanging out at somebody's house when they're not even there? I mean, I come home from work and there's my buddies hanging out at my house. I'm not even home yet. because of what mom and dad put out there. You know, they were happy to see everybody all the time. And I hope we can bring some of that into our society to where we lay out the welcome mat the way dad did. And it was always there. He might put you to work too, because it wasn't just, hey, come and relax. I mean, if you're going to come over here, you know, grab the hay bale and throw it up in the barn with us. There was plenty of people who came over and were surprised that we put them to work. And he loved it. And he loved all of you. And he loved this place. And his family was everything. And I'm sure that was due to, in part, that I never knew my grandfather, but boy, he must have been pretty good, because he sure taught Dad a lot in a short time that he has taught. Took a lifetime to teach us. And I don't know what else I could say.
The third thing, you went all week. You went to church on Sunday.
You went to church on Sunday. Thank you. He went to church on Sunday. And it didn't matter if I got in at 2 in the morning or 4 in the morning. You better get to church, sons. So your grandfather would be not happy that you're not going to church. So be going to church. I know you are most of the time. But that was, and he built that foundation, you know, and thank God I met somebody that nurtured that in me and kept it and made it grow. Because, you know, I can't imagine my life without what my dad taught me. I'd be a shell of what I am now. And the pride that I have in my family, I can't imagine where I would have been without my dad. I was lucky enough to work with him every day for 8 years. And I didn't know it at the time, but that's when I really got to know him. I didn't get to know him that much when I was a kid, but when I went to work with him, I got to know him, you know, as a friend. And, you know, how much he taught us. You know, I mean, it's so rare now to work with somebody and be day in and day out. It doesn't get personal. We would fight, argue, go back and forth, and at the end of the day, we're wondering where we're going to go have a beer. You know, what are we going to have for dinner tonight? You know, it's not like that anymore, and I wish it could be. I wish everybody had an example of how you can work together and get along And that started with Dad. You know, he didn't tolerate a lot of infighting with us. I do remember he threatened to fire me and Ted. We didn't stop fighting. So he did, that was one more thing he didn't really tolerate. But we didn't get fired and we kept on fighting. But eventually that goes away. And having a sense of humor about everyday life and not take yourself too seriously, because I really think he put that out there for us to learn. You better know how to laugh. And we laughed a lot. And there was a lot of pranks and a lot of fun and a lot of work that got done while we were having fun. And I just thank you all for being here today. My dad loved you all so much. And that's what we can... We're sad that he's gone. We'll miss him. But he's so much better now. And we just live with his memory. And thank you all.
The poem I'm reading is Poppy's Not Truly Gone. Poppy slipped away quietly one day. He simply went to sleep, no longer to weep, wake or weep. Now we gather here today and quietly shed a tear as we lay him into the ground, no solace to be found. But Poppy is not truly gone, because his memories live on in all who love them, never to be forgotten.
Bless your heart.
To the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the song of God discloses. And he walks with me. Talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share is here. No, nothing I'd ever know. He speaks and he sounds. Garden with him, the night around me be fine.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
Thank you. Thank you, Susan. I'd like to share just a few words about the 23rd Psalm and Lanny this morning. Most of you know we've just been here a little over a year, and Lanny was already not living at home when we got here. But as it's already been mentioned, he was able to attend church a few times in the past year. And when he was here, he was so happy. And every time he saw me, even though I was a new guy, he was happy to see me. Genuine love. I just, I don't know about you, but I like the newer translations of the Bible, but for the 23rd Psalm, I like the old King James. It rings a little closer to home, I guess, because of my childhood. So I just want to share a few words with you this morning, and some other things the Lord laid on my heart. First of all, this is King David writing the 23rd Psalm 1,000 years before Christ. And he writes, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Now, what he's saying there is many things. So, it's true that you and I have a free will. We can choose our shepherd. We can choose to follow the world, or we can choose to follow God, or we can make up our own religion. Lanny follows the Lord. What King David is saying during that first psalm, and forgive me, sometimes I get a little too deep on Sunday morning because I've studied the Hebrew scriptures, and I have too much education under my belt for Sunday morning sometimes. So I hope that you get something out of it this morning. That's all I want to say. But what David is saying is this. This is King David, the man who sinned greatly, right? He was a murderer and an adulterer. How can he be the greatest king that ever lived? Because he was forgiven, and because he, number one, acknowledged that he needed the Lord. He submitted to the Lord. King Saul, before him, made a very minor mistake. The thing that the Lord said enough is enough is he didn't wait for God's prophet before he took things into his own hands. He said, well, the prophet's not here to bless us. We're just going to go into war right now anyway. And God said, that's it. You're too proud. But then he gives us this man who is so filled with the love of the Lord, King David. And yes, he overstepped his bounds. Yes, he was a murderer. Yes, he was an adulterer. But when it was brought to his attention, he confessed and he bowed down and said, oh my God, please forgive me. And as Jesus famously once said, let him who is without sin cast the first stone. So David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In other words, in the words of Bob Dylan, some of you are older like me, you know, Bob Dylan was a man in the 60s. I don't need to bore you with all that. But he had a song when he got saved, and he said, and we call it, you got to serve somebody. And I can tell Dylan a little bit, especially with my, you know,
It may be the devil or it may be the Lord. You gotta have to serve somebody. And we do. Jesus said we're either serving God or money. You are either serving God or money, or mammon, as they call it. So we are made as a dependent species, right? We are humans, and yet we have free will, but we're always looking for that way to latch onto. We're always looking for that peace, that way that makes sense to us. And David said, because the Lord is my shepherd, because I'm following the Lord, I don't need anything. And he goes on. He says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. Okay, so if he's comparing himself to a sheep, right? The Lord is my shepherd, then I am a sheep. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Beautiful setting. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. All of these things are peaceful. When we give up the chaos of our own lives, we exchange it for the peace that passes all understanding. John Wesley called it being born again. Jesus called it being born again. Born of the Spirit. He leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And what does that mean? It means he makes me do the right thing. First of all, he blesses me beyond measure. He gives me all this peace, all this love, and it restores my innermost being. I have finally found what I've been looking for. And I can sing another song about that. You all know that too, probably. But the righteousness that I follow is because God has called me. And I do not want to embarrass him by doing something wrong. Yes, I'm going to mess up. But I will ask forgiveness. And I will admit to my sins. That is the Christian life. It is a continual walking day by day. And yes, there are bad days. And yes, there are good days. And yes, there are days when you mess up. But God is always there. Just like he was for King David, who wrote this psalm 1,000 years before Christ. Then he goes on to say, this is why, and this is the phrase that we usually remember the most, the human. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because he's with me. He's real. For thou art with me. You remind me, you prick my conscience when I do something that's wrong, and when I finally start to recognize that, and when I say, okay, Lord, I'm listening, then that's a good thing. And David says, man, it's awesome. He gives me so much peace. He leads me. This God who we cannot see leads me. Even in the valley of the shadow of death. I'm not afraid of anything. Because God has brought me out of my own hell, out of my own prison, and delivered me. There's nothing that can take me now, except for the Lord. And then he says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You ever go to somebody's birthday party? Go to their birthday party? And sometimes there's a kid there that wants to have the party for himself. And it's not his birthday, right? Think about that for a moment. That's kind of what David is saying here. He's saying, in the midst of the world looking for answers and they see that I'm happy, they wonder what is going on with me. Right? I mean, God has blessed me so much and I'm giving the Lord all the praise and the glory. And still, it's a message. It's a conviction for those on the outside who do not know the Lord yet. Right? You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. The next line is, you anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Anointing of the head with oil is usually reserved for masters of the house or persons in position, often royalty. been forgiven, and God has grabbed a hold of my hand, and He's leading me along life's path, and He's doing great things. He's giving me peace that I never knew before. He even anoints me with oil, calling me holy because I am a child. This is too much. This is way too much. Because I know my sin. I know what I've done. You know what Jesus said? The good book says, when we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And the Bible also says, when we confess our sins, He removes that sin as far as up as the east is from the west. And it's a good thing He didn't say north and south. Because you can go north, and when you get to the North Pole, once you go over, you're all of a sudden going south. But if you're going east, towards Akron and my home states of Pennsylvania and New York. We've lived so many places I can't keep them all track of them. But you keep going east. You're always going east. East never meets the west. That is how far God removes our sins from us when we confess them to Him. How many in Landon's family like to hunt? Let me see your hands. Okay. Well, anybody else like to hunt in here? Well, let me see your hand. Hunters? No women? Okay. I'm asking you because the Hebrew, and this is where, and I don't want to worry, the Hebrew word for follow that is used here is radah. And it means to hunt or track down. The first time it's used in the Bible is in Genesis. When Jacob was in charge of his nephew Lot. You remember Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah, his wife turned to a pillar of salt, all that. But Lot was his nephew. And the Bible says that when the hoodlums came in and stole his nephew, kidnapped him, he radahed after them. He hunted them down until he found them. And I want to say to you this morning, it is no secret that God is always hunting us down. But it's a good thing. He is hunting us down with His goodness and His mercy. See, the English is okay. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. But God is a determined hunter. He is a determined lover. He will not, He's going to give you the option to say no, but He's going to put it in your face time and time again until you surrender. And hopefully, at some point, you do surrender and you say to David, the Lord is my shepherd. I don't need anything now. I have found the secret of life. And David said, surely God's goodness and mercy have been hunting me down all the days of my life. And because of this, I will dwell in church on Sunday. I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And he doesn't say it here, but in most of David's Psalms, he says, and I will share my joy with the congregation, and I will testify to what God has done in my life. That is the 23rd Psalm. Lanny's last birthday, God pricked my heart, and I cleared it with the choir director for Lanny's birthday. And I mentioned it to Pat. I said, we'd like to go stay for Lanny at the home. We sang a happy birthday. We sang the two songs that were sung this morning. And he cried like a baby, which was easy for him to do at this stage of his life, right? His emotions were there on edge. But he loved the music. He just loved it. And he said to me, just recently, he didn't make it. I'm sorry, he didn't make it. But he said, I want to sing the old rugged cross. And I want you to play your guitar for me. Because I took the guitar and I played for him a bit. And he just followed that up. So thankful. So appreciative of everybody. Even imperfect pastors who come. He loved it. Jenny, I promised Lanny I would ask Jenny if he could, and I did ask you, did I not?
Yes.
So, we were planning to do this, but God had other ideas. So if you're on the outside looking in and saying, Pastor John, I've heard of being born again, I've heard of being saved, I know it's in the Bible, Jesus talked about it. If you'd like to talk afterwards, I'm happy to talk with you. But there are 10 little words you can say to get things started. It's a 10-word prayer. Jesus, I want you to be Lord of my life. And I just like you to say that a couple of times with me. I'll repeat it again. Jesus, I want you to be Lord of my life. Would you just say that with me? Jesus, I want you to be Lord of my life. Jesus, I want you to be Lord of my life. If you pray that prayer, God will remind you of that. And He will say, okay, if you're serious, let's get going with this. I've got the peace that passes all understanding, and I see that you're out there in trouble and you don't know exactly which way to turn. And by the way, speaking about our society today, I think the world needs some directions, because everybody's got their own idea of how to get to heaven, or there isn't a God or whatever. But Christians have the answer. Now, I know it's not politically correct to say that there's only one answer, but I'm just going to quote Jesus and say that's what He said. Okay. I'm going to play the guitar with one song. I didn't clear this with anybody. But Lanny loved the song too. He heard it. Played this for him as well. And it's a song, well, you'll know it, I think, as soon as I play.
Yeah.
Legacy will live on. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, we love you so much. Some of us don't yet, but we need to make that decision. Some of us are still stuck doing our own thing. Yeah, I'll get to it someday. Even Kris Kristofferson had to do that. Even Bob Dylan had to do that. There was a king that refused, but there was another king, though his sins were great, gladly accepted God's ways and bowed the knee. Lord Jesus, be with everyone who is here. May your Holy Spirit convict and rest upon us until we do the things that you want. And Lord, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for this beautiful life you've given to us and this beautiful example of a man that has been lived before us. There are no words. Only music that our soul sings because we love you so much. Lord, be with us in these moments as we close out. Be with the family as we sing together. We ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
join me in the Lord's Prayer, please? And I know that we have trespasses and all that. Would you say death and debtors with me this morning as we pray the Lord's Prayer together in honor of our good brother? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
And now, may the God of all peace, who wants to live in your heart, whether he does yet or not, the God of all peace, may he continually hunt you down until you give up. May he continually nag you to do the things that he's asking you to do. Just like Lanny, God is a lover of people, and he loves you. And he loves each and every one of us here. His message could not be any clearer. Go now in peace, knowing that there is a God who loves and created you and made no mistakes. Yes, there is sin in the world, but that is so that we can make the decision. Because love is a decision. We choose to love. Like God, we are free agents. And Lanny loves every single day of his life. Thank you, Lord, for this man, for this witness, for this testimony.